This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Katarina Sestarek. Missouri carried out the execution of Joseph Paul Franklin at around 6 this morning. As Chris McDaniel reports, Franklin was put to death after courts overturned yesterday's stays of execution.
Yesterday, two federal judges issued stays of execution. The judges took issue with how the state was getting its lethal injection drug from a secret source not regulated by the Food and Drug Administration and questioned whether the inmate was mentally competent to be executed. The state of Missouri, led by Attorney General Chris Koster, appealed quickly. Overnight, an appeals court threw out both the stays. At 5:20 this morning, the Supreme Court denied a stay of execution, and Missouri put Franklin to death an hour later. He was the first to be executed under Missouri's controversial new rule that hides the supplier of the drug. Another inmate is set to be executed on December the 11th. I'm Chris McDaniel.
Meanwhile, advocates against the death penalty staged vigils across the state last night, just before the scheduled execution of Joseph Franklin. KBIA's Michael Loesch has more.
Members of the group Missourians for Alternatives to the Death Penalty, or MADP, staged vigils in St. Louis, Kansas City, Springfield, St. Joseph, and Joplin. And a group of about 15 to 20 people gathered outside the Boone County Courthouse in Columbia calling for alternatives to the death penalty. Jeff Stack is an organizer with the Columbia chapter of MADP. He says he once was a strong supporter of the death penalty and even debated for it in high school. But he says his view changed when he unknowingly met a man who had committed murder and came to know him as a human being first.
I met him as a human being coming out of prison, helping to teach him to read. And finally found out later on he committed a murder. He was a really skilled artist, but I met him as a human being first, not as a headline or as a story. My awareness kind of was shaken about my assumptions about who people were who committed murder.
Johannes Schul immigrated from Germany 15 years ago. He says he is not one to participate in many political issues, but this is an issue of universal human rights.
There is something like human rights that most nations in the world have agreed to, and the United States prides itself in arguing for human rights worldwide and condemns nations that don't follow human rights, rightfully so. So we need to start doing this at home. There is no question about this, that taking life is never justified by anyone, and especially not by the state.
Stack says members of MADP do not support Franklin's crimes, but believe every individual has a right to life. Michael Loesch, KBIA News.
Another proposal for revamping Missouri's Medicaid system was heard Tuesday before a House interim committee examining ways to reform the system. It would set up a pilot program in which primary care doctors would be paid a flat fee each month for every Medicaid patient they accept. The patients, in turn, would be entitled to unlimited doctor's office visits. Hospital visits and other specialty care would be covered separately by a state-purchased health insurance plan with high deductibles. The proposal was made by Republican committee member Keith Friedrich of Rolla.
The whole concept is that now you've got patients and physicians managing the care. You don't need an outside third party, the managed care plan that takes 15% to 20% of the money. You don't need them anymore because the patient is incentivized not to spend to the maximum. The doctor has no incentive to overtest or over-operate.
Two interim committees are working on proposals to reform Medicaid during next year's legislative session. The Senate Interim Committee's draft report so far does not include expanding Medicaid coverage, which Governor Jay Nixon sought to do earlier this year. White supremacist serial killer Joseph Paul Franklin has been put to death in Missouri. It was the state's first execution in nearly 3 years. The 63-year-old Franklin targeted blacks and Jews in a cross-country killing spree from 1977 to 1980. He was executed today at the state prison in Bon Terre for killing Gerald Gordon in a sniper shooting outside a suburban St. Louis synagogue in 1977. Franklin was convicted of 7 other murders across the country and claimed responsibility for up to 20 overall. The Missouri case was the only one that brought a death sentence. Franklin's fate was sealed early today when the U.S. Supreme Court upheld a federal appeals court decision overturning stays that were granted Tuesday. This was Missouri's first execution using pentobarbital. Kirksville City Council proposed a significant budget increase for the year 2014. KBIA's Joshua Teasley has the story.
The proposed 2014 budget for Kirksville includes $37.5 million in expenses and $24 million in revenue, with the difference coming from a multi-million dollar bond for water treatment facility upgrades voted on earlier this year. The new budget features an increase of about $4.3 million. $7.5 million would be allocated toward upgrading the city's wastewater treatment facility and improving the sewer systems. Kirksville City Manager Mary McCumber says the budget will be impacted the following year also.
subsequently, next year, we'll have additional work. We expect the wastewater treatment plant to cost at least $16 million to complete, probably a little more than that, actually, when it's all said and done.
A public hearing for the first reading of the 2014 budget is December 2nd, 2013, and the final reading will be December 16th, 2013. Both meetings are scheduled at 6 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Kirksville Financial Director Lisa Fuller says the budget proposal didn't come without departments taking preliminary cuts first.
Supplies, travel, training, those types of things all received some cuts in order to meet our capital improvement projects and keep our funds balanced.
The budget must be approved and in place before January 1st, 2014. Joshua Teasley, KBAA News.
Newly released figures show Missouri's unemployment rate declined in September and October and now stands at 6.5%. The State Department of Economic Development released employment figures Tuesday. The 2 months were combined in the same report because of the partial federal government shutdown in October. Payrolls in September declined by 5,500 jobs, including a drop of 3,700 jobs in the leisure and hospitality sector. Trade, transportation, and utilities increased by 3,300 jobs. Missouri added 6,600 jobs in October. That includes an increase of 3,200 jobs in professional and business services and of 1,400 in financial activities. Education and health services declined by 700. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.